What sports did you participate in back in high school? 206-803-ROCK. And we are bringing this up because there is a new sanctioned high school sport here in the state of Washington, and that is girls flag football.
Plus, I learned if you get to be a part of a team on the ground up, like they're a little bit more willing to take you if you're not all that great. That's how I made my team's lacrosse squad.
That is so sweet.
We were all, it was like a Disney film, like a ragtag bunch of people who didn't know anything about lacrosse, but we had a guy who was a teacher who used to play for Syracuse, a very good program at lacrosse, so he started a lacrosse team at our high school, and I got to be a part of the inaugural season.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
It was awesome.
206-803-ROCK. What sports did you play in high school? We're going to talk to someone, Steve, who went to two state championships. But first,
our lacrosse team did not.
Matthew from Carnation, what sport did you play in high school?
I played the usual, but I also played water polo.
You played water polo?
That was my fun sport.
Was that like here in Washington?
No, actually, I'm from Alaska, but we played teams that were from this area and stuff, and from Canada. We played the Canadian national team, actually, in an exhibition game.
How badly did you guys get beat?
Bad. We were high schoolers,
dude,
but our coach had played with them in college and stuff.
Matthew, I love that you brought up water polo, because growing up, I loved watching water polo in the Olympics, and I wish my high school had. I would have jumped at that opportunity as well.
And it's a really rough sport, believe it or not. I mean, it's as rough as hockey or football or any of the others I played for the most part.
Did you ever get poked in the eye on accident?
No, but I got pinched by toes.
Ooh.
Oh. You could kind of get away with like kicking people in the jimmy because they can't see through, if they don't see it through the water, right?
All the action goes on under the water, exactly.
That was Tyron's motto in college.
206-803-ROCK. Avery, north of Kirkland, what sports did you play in high school?
I was on the cross-country team when I was in high school, and I went to two state championships.
Nice. Did you win any of them?
No, I did not. I did finish within the top 100, though, which in California, when you're running a race with like 200-300 people, that I feel that's pretty impressive.
That's very impressive.
Do you took a whole lot of blood, sweat, tears, and vomit.
No. Oh, right. Not necessarily in that order, I hope.
I mean, anytime I run, I feel like I'm going to vomit, so I understand that.
I'd much rather vomit than run.
John from Tacoma, what sports did you play when you were in high school?
I played basketball and baseball.
And how were you?
I was pretty good. I played middle school, too, so, you know, I had a general idea of everything. But I've never made it to any state championships. We were kind of garbage.
Where did you play?
I went to Franklin Pierce in Tacoma. Pretty good.
Of the two sports, which would you say you were better at?
Baseball.
Baseball. What position?
First base and pitcher.
Nice.
Rock on, John.
You need to have a cool nickname like our Mariners first baseman. What does he go? He goes by Rowdy.
Rowdy Tellez.
Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.